We will now convene as the University of Nevada, Las Vegas Foundation. Is there any public comment in Elko?
No public comment in Elko.
Is there any public comment in Reno?
There is none in Reno.
Any public comment in Las Vegas? Item number two, the annual report. President Miana.
Thank you, Chair Geddes. I would like at this point to invite to the podium Interim Vice President for Philanthropy and Engagement, Victor Way, and Chair of the Foundation, Greg McKinley. And as they come up, I do want to take this moment to thank the Foundation for their support and their wise counsel over the past year. They have been truly great partners.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, good morning. It is my honor to introduce to you the chairman of the University of Nevada, Las Vegas Board of Trustees. He has led the foundation through a challenging and complex period of time. And he is the CEO and a partner with a 110-year-old firm here in Las Vegas, Cragen & Pike. He graduated from the Lee Business College here at the university. And he is having served on the Board of Trustees since 2007. It is really my pleasure to introduce you to the chairman of the Board of Trustees of the UNLV, Mr. Greg McKinley.
Thank you, Victor. Hi, Marta. Good morning, Chairman Geddes, members of the Board of Regents, and Chancellor Riley. I'm Greg McKinley, Chairman of the UNLV Foundation Board of Trustees. Thank you for the opportunity to report on behalf of the UNLV Foundation. Today, I will provide you with a brief overview of our finances, leadership, and operations. The UNLV Foundation had another successful year of fundraising. For fiscal year 2019, individuals, corporations, and foundations contributed $74.35 million to UNLV and the UNLV Foundation in new gifts and new gift commitments. This includes 20 commitments of $1 million or more and represents an increase of nearly $15 million over fiscal year 2018. Nearly 11,000 alumni, friends, foundations, and corporations made 20,978 gifts during the fiscal year. Rebel Athletics led the fundraising with $15.5 million in new cash and cash equivalents, new pledges, and new estate commitments, including enough additional funds to fund the Fertitta Football Complex. University Libraries accepted a pledge of $5 million to establish an endowment to enhance its rare book collections. In addition, the donor has made a commitment to give much of her personal collection of rare books to UNLV, a gift beyond value for the UNLV faculty, staff, and students. In terms of finance, the foundation engaged the firm of BDO to conduct an independent audit of the fiscal year 2019 financial statements and review of IRS forms 990 and 990T. The auditors provided an unqualified opinion. A complete copy of the financial report is provided in your materials. While investment gains were somewhat smaller than the previous year, as of June 30, 2019, the UNLV Foundation had assets valued at $381,911,518 for the benefit of UNLV. This amount includes endowment funds, funds given by donors for the immediate expenditure for students, programs, and capital purposes. Management oversight of these funds in fiscal year 2019 was provided by the UNLV Foundation's Investment Committee, which met six times during the year. The UNLV endowment reached a new record high market value of $234,142,000 after fees, distributions, and gifts. The net result was an increase in value of 6%. Of key importance, of course, is the program support the UNLV Foundation is able to provide the university. During the fiscal year 2019, the UNLV Foundation transferred more than $41,659,000 of support to the university in the following categories. Capital projects, $5,182,000. Privately funded scholarships, $9,959,000. and programs $26,516,000. UNLV has five affiliated 501c3 organizations in addition to the UNLV Foundation. They are the UNLV Rebel Golf Foundation, the UNLV Rebel Football Foundation, the UNLV Alumni Association, the UNLV Research Foundation, the UNLV Rebel Soccer Foundation. As required by the Board of Regents, each of the five affiliated foundations submitted audited or independently reviewed financial statements for fiscal year 2019. There were no issues noted. The UNLV Foundation's officers are elected for two-year terms. At the May 2019 meeting of the UNLV Foundation Board of Trustees, the following officers were elected to serve beginning July 1, 2020 through June 30, 2022. We hereby request the Board's consideration of approving the official appointment of these individuals as duly elected officers of the UNLV Foundation effective July 1, 2020. Chairwoman Diana Bennett, Vice Chair David Ross, Treasurer George Smith, Corporate Secretary Susan McQuilkin. The Corporate Secretary serves at the appointment of the President. The UNLV Foundation also requests ratification of the following new appointments to its Board of Trustees, each for a three-year term beginning July 1, 2019. Michael Britt, Carrie Bubles, Derek Hill, Helga Pizio, MD. The UNLV Foundation requests ratification of the reappointment of the following individuals to its Board of Trustees, each for an additional three-year term beginning July 1, 2020. Diana Bennett, William Boyd, Thomas Gallagher, Randy Garcia, Dallas Hahn, Tom Gingoli, Chip Johnson, Gary Johnson, Joyce Mack, George Maloof, Scott Menke, Perry Rogers, Michael Saltman, Tony F. Sanchez III, Rahish Ratoya, MD, and Michael Yakira. I'd like to extend a special thank you to those of you who have joined us for the Foundation's 2019 annual dinner on October 7th at the Bellagio Resorts. It was an absolutely fantastic evening, hosting President George W. Bush along with Ari Fleischer, his former press secretary. A sellout crowd of more than 1,000 people enjoyed a comfortable conversation between President Bush and Mr. Fleischer. One of the purposes of the annual dinner is to recognize new society members to the Palladium Society. The Palladium Society recognizes donors whose cumulative giving to UNLV has reached $1 million or more. Special recognition is given to the Palladium Diamond Society, reserved for those whose cumulative giving has reached $10 million or more. This year, the UNLV Foundation welcomed MGM Resorts International to the Palladium Diamond Society. MGM Resorts International is a founding donor of the UNLV's industry-leading Hospitality Hall and has also provided support for Brookings Mountain West, the William S. Boyd School of Law, MGM Resorts International, Academic Excellence Scholarships, and the MGM Resorts Public Policy Institute. All of its investments in UNLV exemplify its commitment to success in education, industry, community, diversity, sustainability, and leadership on economic and social issues. Five new members were welcomed to the Palladium Society: Dignity Health, St. Rose Dominican, Gardner Company, Clyde Juba Wald, Joe and Julie Murphy, and Workday. 1 year ago, I stood before you talking about the challenging time the previous year had been for UNLV and the UNLV Foundation. While some of these challenges continue, UNLV and the Foundation have indeed overcome many of those obstacles and have continued to grow and move forward, raising nearly $75 million this year and adding to the strength of the board with new trustees who are integral to the university's future development and evolution. President Marta Miana has done an outstanding job leading UNLV, engaging the donor community and listening to the concerns of the community. Finally, the last year and a half has been challenging for the Foundation and the Alumni Association staff. I want to thank them for continuing the work of the Foundation and the university. The numbers speak for themselves. UNLV had an outstanding fundraising year thanks to their diligence and their perseverance. That concludes my report. Thank you.
Thank you. I have a motion for acceptance of the report from Regent Perkins, a second from Vice Chair DeBrava. Are there any questions or comments? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimously with Regent Hayes absent. Item number three, officers. You can see the officers listed there, as Mr. McKinley stated earlier. Item four, consent agenda. Do I have a motion for approval of the consent agenda? Motion from Regent McMichael, Second from Regent Lieberman. Any questions or comments on the consent? Hearing none. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimously. Item number 5, new business. Is there any new business? Item number 6, public comment. Is there any public comment for the UNLV Foundation in Elko?
No public comment from Elko.
Is there any public comment in Reno?
There is none in Reno.
Is there any public comment in Las Vegas? Hearing none, we are adjourned.